And we're back for episode 16.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Totally different energy than the sound check.
16.
16?
It's 1 and a 6.
What can you do at 16? What's 16? What were we doing at 16?
Angsty teenage shit. Yeah. We weren't murdering our family.
We definitely weren't murdering our family.
Thank God for that.
My wife's been watching a lot of murder mystery shows kind of thing.
She wants to kill
True James. Crime shows. True crime shows. And we were watching one a minute ago about murderous teenagers.
Two of them.
We watched two episodes, yeah.
Beach Whale.
Yep, Beach Whale, and then the boyfriend. The boyfriend and Wendy.
Bad boy.
James and Wendy.
Oh, a good girl turns not so good when she's around a bad boy.
When a good girl turns to murder.
Oh my God. Da-da-da-da. And murder. Wendy showed no remorse, but she's out now. But they hinted that she likes sex, so you think you should hit her in her DMs?
I should?
No.
Oh, I was like, what? No, on so many levels.
No.
2004, she was 23.
Right.
So, it's 2019 now.
4, 5, she's significantly 6, 7, older 8, than us. 9, 10, 11. Wait, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Oh, shit. Yeah, no, she's like 50. In her 40s.
Oh, you didn't. One more time. She got out of jail in 2004.
And she was 23.
And she was 23.
04, 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019. That's 14 years.
She's 38.
40.
She's not 50.
I know. And then I said, wait, no, 40. I did say fucking 40.
You're still wrong.
Oh, I rounded up.
Somebody else is bad at math. Ha!
I rounded it up.
You suck at math, bitch.
No.
Hold this L.
No. I rounded it up. I was like, wait a minute. Okay.
All right.
Well. I even did the eye twitch to not let my calculator work. That's what I was like. That's how I know.
To let your calculator work?
My brain. I let your mental calculator.
I'll mentally calculate my dick.
No. Will be my response to that. Well, I don't know about you, but be an ex-universal employee.
Man, that was a good segue.
Well, obviously it wasn't if you're talking about the fucking segue.
Wow, you have a good concept of sarcasm.
Yeah, I have a genuinely great concept of sarcasm. But being ex-Universal employees, the new theme park coming out, Universal Epic.
I really don't.
Haven't said shit about it.
I was going to say, I don't know anything about it. I know where it's probably going to be, but
it's down the road.
Yeah, they have like a huge plot of land that they own.
Yeah, but
it's
like...
It's very obvious, like city records, when they start buying land, you're like, oh.
Something's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
So I went over there not that long ago. You know Wet n Wild, where it used to be, is now a hotel?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they closed Wet n Wild. They bought Wet n Wild, closed it, built... Volcano Bay.
I knew that they bought it. I was working there when they bought it. But I'm saying, like, I didn't...
I forgot you worked at Wet n' Wild for a minute. Damn.
I got banished
to... You got banished to the Darklands. Yeah. Oh, my God. So you got banished to the Elephant Graveyard.
Bro, but I came back.
You did make it back.
It took a while.
Remember they sent Joshua to work in the water park because he kept picking his nose at the front gate? Rip. He has special needs. Cut him some slack.
Like,
they didn't fire him though, so
he does his best.
He's a good. He was a good. He worked hard.
Yeah, there you go.
You know.
I mean,
what's it gonna be like? What else are they gonna do?
Facts. Like, and he genuinely loved his job.
Well, no, I meant like the theme park.
Oh.
I moved on from Joshua already. You know what's the one thing I miss about working at Universal?
Nothing.
Is going out the City Walk for lunch and shit.
Yeah.
And like meeting up with you for lunch, meeting up with like meeting up with other people for lunch and shit, and just like going to different restaurants and stuff.
And we got
taking like 3-hour breaks. Bro, I would just disappear.
Fuck it.
I was when I was working at Marvel, bro. I would just fucking, I would leave whoever was in the store and I would just disappear.
When Javi and I went to Universal, I went to Spider-Man, some short white lady there that looks miserable. And she was taking the pictures and I was just like, yeah, nah, this wasn't, and she's wearing a manager shirt and everything. And I was like, when I was here, it's gonna happen. You couldn't look miserable taking Spider-Man pictures.
Nah, like, bro. Like,
she looked pissed.
I kind of miss it sometimes, but then I don't. Like, we had a lot of fun, but...
I don't want to work theme parks again.
I kind of miss it, man. Like, in a weird way. Like, I feel like I could rock out, like, at a retail store. And I'd just be cool. I'd just be chilling.
This would be James, and he'll be helping you at Billabong. How you doing, guys?
Nah, not like at Billabong, but, like, at the Marvel Comic Store or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I would kill it there.
You gotta be on time.
That's the only thing. I definitely live way too far away right now, too. But no, Universal pays their employees a lot better now. If I could get full time, though, that's the trick. Because they don't hire you in at full time right away. You have to work your way into full time. And I can't afford that. I got bills to pay. I need 40 hours or more off, right now. Off rip.
Right here, right now.
Off rip. I'm like, you want me to work for you? Can you make it full time? What about overtime? I need that like this week.
Yeah, because they get paid, what, 15?
Something like that. I think they start at like 13 now or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Because Color Vision starts at 12 now.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, it pisses me off.
I was like, ooh, well, I know I got a fallback.
You keep going up, and I'm like, ooh.
I know I can hit Mike up and be like, yo.
I need a job right now.
Y'all still hiring?
Let me razzle dazzle you one more time.
Right.
Bro, facts.
I'm older now, too, so I feel like I could maneuver better.
I wouldn't care.
Well, the politics would be easier. Because we were young, and like we didn't want to play the... We did not... Me and you did not play politics well.
We did not mesh with
Nah, the... I would tell people exactly how I felt. I didn't give a fuck. People would be like, how do you like this job? I'd be like, well, it's a fucking job.
I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, like, yo, that used to be my favorite thing to say when they would get on to me.
You're late.
They'd be like, you're late again. And I'd be like, but I showed up.
You're welcome.
How many managers called out today, Julio? Thank me later. You know, I'm pulling a double, son, so you can take my employee to Jurassic Park. Shut the fuck up.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're taking my closer, bro.
Oh, man. I remember when they tried to take my clothes all the time. Look, guys.
I used to show up late to my shifts, and they would get on to me, and I would say, I'm cutting labor.
Labor down, labor down.
I'm cutting labor off the top.
I'm not cutting my employee paychecks. I'm cutting mine.
I'm cutting off the top, bro.
You're welcome. Yeah. Welcome.
You have to pay
I cost me. More.
You have to pay me more.
I cost more.
They used to hate us.
Oh my god, that used to be my answer to everything. Why are you like, I cost more?
I can't behave like that at this kind of the job I have now. It's like I have to like be a team player because it's like a family company.
Yeah, nah, bro.
So like, I have to like, you know, power through it and shit.
You're right, because before when we were in Color Vision, it was more like who could be Kobe or LeBron. And I was like, we can do it.
Yeah, now and like at this job, it's like you can't call out, you gotta crawl in. You know what I'm saying?
I know that feeling.
You know, you lost a leg. You better find some crutches.
But you better
we got paint to sell.
Fuck you up. We got paint. Yeah, man. Nah, man. Mine's is still the Kobe LeBron show.
Why am I in a group chat with my mom now all of a sudden? And Cassie, what's going on?
They wanted to communicate.
Oh, no. She's sending me pictures of the boys, of Dalton and Ella on the couch.
It's adorable. Oh, she looks like she's having a blast.
They're watching Smallfoot and sharing a popsicle.
Oh, it's adorable.
Cute.
The one half of the Tornado Twins.
Yep, facts, bro. Oh my god, my fucking sister came into my store. Okay, so my mom and my sister surprised me at work the other day, right?
Right.
And it was just me. And I got real busy when
and
they got
there. And
I forgot
my package.
Yeah.
And then you forgot my package.
Anyways.
Okay.
So I'm working because like people just keep coming in and I keep getting orders and I'm just like having to make shit constantly. I'm working on a color match, like boom, boom, boom. Like I'm working. Mm-hmm. And then they're just like hanging out. And Janet starts going through my mist tents trying to find a color for the boys' room. And she starts playing with samples. And she's, like, opening them up and then, like, looking at them and then closing them and shit. And she went to hammer one and she, like, missed and, like, knocked it over. She dumped a half a pint just out on the counter and on the floor on herself. And I'm busy, so like she did this in front of other people. So like there's people coming in, contractors coming in, and I'm going, this is my mom and my sister. This is my sister. She's retarded. How you doing? I'm literally like one contractor came in and I went, this is my sister. Don't mind her. I was just like, she's a fucking idiot.
She plays with paint.
Yeah, she eats paint. She gets finger paint. I literally said, this is my sister. She's finger painting on the counter. At one point. I was like, God, I was like making jokes the whole time.
Oh my God.
I really wasn't like that mad about it, but I could tell she was kind of embarrassed. And I was like razzing her.
Gotcha.
I was like, my coworker's gonna come in and see this and be like, what the fuck were you doing? And I'm like, it wasn't me, it was my sister. And she's gonna be like, oh yeah, that makes sense. She's obviously related
one
to
of you.
Yeah, obviously related to you. And I was just like, at one point I was like, you're just like your sons. She was like, just like your daughter. And I was like, I ain't denying it. Like, I ain't lying. What the fuck you want from me?
Oh my God.
Bro, I was low-key annoyed about it. She was irritating the fuck out of me, though. She was like, going through all my shit and like...
You're like, this is my zone.
I'm like, I work here.
Get my house!
Literally.
Oh my God. Bro, so... Fucking... Oh.
Hold on to it. I saw you had an idea.
No. Fuck it. Oh. It's gone. Gone forever.
Damn it. I saw you reach out for it and everything. You literally physically reached out your hand.
And then you said, hold on. I'm like, what?
And it just flew away. I watched you lose your train of thought just now. I literally saw it manifest. You were like, oh, fuck. There it went. Shit.
Oh, fuck.
What was it, buddy?
I don't remember.
Work backwards.
But, bro, I was flexing all day because I sold 35 cars at work yesterday.
Oh, yeah, good job. You sold 35 in a day?
No.
Oh.
35 in a day.
You're like, I'm about to clear this lot.
I'm done.
You got cars, I'm going to sell all of them.
Nah, I hit 35 for the month, and I placed in the top three top sales. Nice. I was third. I placed. I'm the youngest one to place. I was like... These are all 30 and 40 year olds, and my 27 year old ass is like,
give me my promotion.
Give me my money. And my manager is finally like, good job. And I'm like, ooh, this might be it. This might be the time. I've been telling you niggas I'm gifted. Let me go.
You know, the Jordan dunk pose.
Bro,
I find that when I'm not restricted in my sales techniques, I do better.
Yeah.
Like when people aren't like, you have to do it this way. And they're just like, this is the product. This is everything you need to know about it. Sell it. If they do it that way, like, I'm all over it, bro. Because, like, at my job now, I can sell people, I can get people into the higher-end paints, but I do it the right way. Like, I recommend to them what they need. So, like, I can, like, be like, well, what are you doing? And then break it down and then be like, this is what you should do because I know the information. And there's no, like, there's nobody standing over my shoulder being like, okay, you got to hit the 4 P's of paint. You know what I'm saying? And being like, you got to do this, and you got to ask them about that. And then, you know, like, there's nobody doing that. They're just like, this is what it is. This is what it does. This is how it's made. Blah, blah, blah. Sell it.
I got you.
That's it. That's how I feel like
I
flourish under that kind of.
We have a process at my job, so yeah, I can't say anything.
Well, it's like a secret?
No. It's a very known process. Just I can't say.
Oh, because it's like obvious, right?
Yeah,
I feel you.
So, but I feel you when I get more free reign where I can just ad lib it. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, like when nobody's watching you. Because that's how we used to do it. Universal too.
Exactly.
We used to make more money when people weren't observing us
because we knew how to sell.
And that flagging shit is bullshit, bro.
All I needed was one person to be like, "What's this?" I'm like, "Try it out for free." And then once I get him there, I get a herd of people looking because I'm printing them in a lot of photos. And I'm like, look at you, buddy. Look, that's fucking amazing. And then people are like, what the fuck is that over there? What's fucking amazing? And then they go over there. And then I start making money. Yes.
I used to bribe people. I'd be like, yo, come here. You got, like, friends? Like, yeah. I'd be like, all right. How many of you guys are there? They'd be like, oh, there's 3 or 4. And I'd be like, perfect. All right, come here. I was like, if you guys stand here and like clap and woo, I'll give you all free digital copies. And they'd be like, word? And I'd be like, yeah. And that's when I was at Marvel. And then I would have like four or five people like, woo, yeah, it's so funny. And then other people, all the Brazilian people and shit too. Oh, what's going on over here? And then they'd be like, oh, shit, what's going on over here? And I'd be like, boop, 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 boop. Here you go, guys. Have a good day.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, and then like fucking everybody's like, oh, can I try it? I'm like, yeah, sure. Come on, it's free to try.
Now you're paying $458, yeah, motherfucker.
That would be $258.75, please.
You can't put a price on happiness.
Yeah. You had fun, right?
You can't put a price
on funny, fun. Right? Give me your money.
You're welcome. Pay me.
Give me your money. I'd be cracking one-liners at this job, too, at the sales counter.
I do, too, at my job, but, like, it's more...
You have to slide them in, right?
Well, like, they allow us to, like, just chill and talk to customers, relax, but, like, my one-liners are less for the upsell and more because they're being dumb and I gotta like bring their brains back together to earth.
I like to just have fun with people.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like when okay, so I have one manager to let me do the other side before, and when I'm on that side doing it, I can just have fun. Like there's no issues.
Oh, you can just kind of cha-cha.
Like I literally was talking to this girl 25 minutes by her dog. Fast. To get her to buy her car. It's literally what I did.
Like, it's real safe for Fido.
No, like, she was just so... She had a dog mom sticker on her keychain. So I said, oh, what type of dog do you have? And we just went from there. And like, nobody could get her clothes at my payment, right? At that payment. Nobody could, right? I talked to her for that 25 minutes. And... I talked to her for that 25 minutes and she pays more than what they originally was offering her. Like I bumped her more
because she liked you.
That's it.
That's the trick, bro. I be having fun with people. You know what's my favorite one to use is that I always use for everything. Lowe's, it doesn't matter where I've worked, Universal, anywhere I work where I'm selling something, I use the same fucking one liner. And it's when I go to charge people, I'll be like, your total is this. And then they like, you know, people always grumble. It doesn't matter how much something costs. They're always going to go, somebody's always going to go, ugh. So you get like, I'll say the price and I'll be like, we accept cash, credit, arms, limbs, organs, or firstborns.
I say the same
thing. Or livestock.
I say the same thing in my job, but like I've switched it because when they fill out the credit application, I'm like, yeah, I need your social credit, debit, bank account information, blood type. I was like, just in case we need to impersonate you.
Shoe size.
And then they're usually like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. Funny. Yeah. People will be like, here, just, I used to tell people, if I can't find a pen, mm-hmm. and somebody's got to sign a receipt, I'd be like, just stab yourself, sign it in blood. I've said that a few times.
I've said that.
I used to make a joke about when I worked at Universal and people would be like, where's the exit? I used it at Lowe's.
There's no exit.
I used it at Lowe's sometimes too. I'd be like, there's no exit. You just live here forever. And then eventually they give you a job. I used to say it like mad stone face too. I used to love fucking with people.
Oh my God, you're a horrible person. I love it.
Do you remember the...
That's what I used to tell people.
Do you remember the pond one? The underwater roller coaster?
No.
You don't remember that?
Wait, what is that too?
When we worked at Marvel, it was me, you, and Will.
It's underground.
It was me, you, and Will. And we were trying to tell Will because he was kind of new and he was too nice. And we were like, you got to have fun with people. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to lose your mind.
You're going to get mad.
I was like, fuck with people. Fuck with people and don't apologize.
So that's what Adam Nutt about and the roller coaster rocket.
The little kid came up. Mm-hmm. And he was with his like grandpa or some shit, and he was like, "Oh, is Spider-Man a roller coaster?" And I was I was like, "Yeah, actually, it's an underwater roller coaster." And he was like, "What?" And I was like, "Yeah, it shoots out underneath the lake, and then it does like a bunch of stuff, and it comes back." And he was like, "Whoa!" And I was like, "Yeah, have fun." And then they went and got on, and they came off. And
I'm like you son of
a. Well, as they were walking away, Will was like, "You're just gonna." You're not going to say you were joking? And I was like, no, let them go. And so they went and got on, and then they came off the exit, and the kid was just glaring at me. And I was just laughing, bro. He was like,
you piece of shit. Like,
you fucking lied to me.
Well, now I have trust issues because of you.
I used to be so much fun.
Oh, my God. No, remember the Rocket one? when they would be facing, they're like, how do I get there? It was a giant red roller coaster right there. They're like,
you can't miss it.
Go the complete opposite way. You're going to go around.
You got to go this way. Yeah, I think we actually sent people the wrong way a few times.
It was that way. That's
so fun. Man, we used to do some... Oh, I used to... People... Remember the expo bathrooms? How they were right there?
Mm-hmm.
I used to send people all the way down to Mel's. I'd be like... They'd be like, where's the bathroom? I'd be like, Mel's Diner. You got to go that way. I'd send them back the way they came. Oh, man.
Oh, we're horrible.
There was bathrooms back by Kids Zone too.
Yep.
That was one of my favorite. There was a single bathroom, single toilet bathroom right behind that building.
Yeah, where
best bathroom to shit in.
Thanks.
Because you can get some privacy.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, I used to go in there and drop dumps.
Bro, oh my god. The amount of places I shit in at Universal.
Now, high key, the best bathroom to shit in is behind Rocket in the TNA studio, the old TNA studio. Mm-hmm. There's a big ass bathroom back there. It's like an 8-stall yep. bathroom, but nobody's ever back there. So you got like 8 stalls to yourself.
I used to love the Rocket when clean. I worked at Rocket, because yeah, it's cleaned every night and like it's. But the best bathroom I ever shitted in would be B114 upstairs.
Oh yeah, that's a good one because yeah, nobody's ever there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, just relax.
That after shit shift, after you walk all the way to the building to drop off your paperwork, and yeah. drop a fat load.
You feel so much better. You're like, oh.
Blow out the office so the people the next day.
Go and be like, what the fuck happened?
Damn, I just cleaned this. There's skid marks all in this bowl. What the fuck?
Bro.
Yeah, man. At Lowe's, it was hard to shit, man, because it was the public bathroom.
Oh, really?
The employee bathroom was there was only the public bathroom.
Oh, shit.
And it was, like, 3 stalls. And so, like, I'd be in there shitting, and then, like, a fucking customer would come in and just blow out the whole bathroom.
You'd be like, God damn.
Yeah, it would be, like, some old man, and he would just, like, fucking prolapse his anus in the toilet. Because
it was the hot dog that he ate there.
Yeah, facts. No, that's Home Depot, bro.
Oh.
We didn't have a food truck out front. Although the Lowe's I worked at, there was a Wawa's in the parking lot. Whoa. And that was, I spent way too much money. I used to go get a footlong Italian sub, but I wouldn't get any sauce on it. And I'd get the sweet Thai chili sauce from the counter. And then I would pour that on that. And then I would get a bag of the sweet and spicy chili Doritos, a wine wood tip black and mild. And then like a monster or some shit, and that would be my lunch.
You were the happiest man,
bro. I'd get it. I'd walk. If it was cool outside, I would sit on the edge in the parking lot. There was a place where you could smoke that was like off property technically.
Mm-hmm.
It was like off in the cut, and I would eat my food, and then I would just smoke my black and mild right there.
Oh.
But if it was hot as fuck outside, I'd walk back to the Lowe's, go to the break room, eat my food, and then sneak back out and smoke. Bro, they don't check you, like, for, like, it's, like, your breaks and shit. At least not when I was there. You could just, fuck off.
Yeah?
I would take, like, hour-long breaks, and nobody would come
to that's the home. Same at my job, like...
Just disappear.
Like, my name's on the list. That's the only time, like, if I'm all the way at the bottom of that list...
Well, you at Lowe's, you can take your 15s on the clock. You don't clock out for those.
I literally just put my name on the list, and I just walk out.
You can just, like, I assume Home Depot's the same way. You can take your regular break, and then just keep sitting in the break. Like, clock back in and just be like, I'm taking my 15. And then, like, you can take another one later in your shift because nobody knows. Yeah, it's fire. Because my manager was never to be seen.
Really?
Yeah, the girl that was running the paint department, her name was Misty, never saw her. I'd see her, like, once every week. She'd like buzz by and be like, "How's it going, James?" And I'd be like, "Chilling." And she'd be like, "All right." And she'd be like, "That's it." And I would be busy as fuck sometimes. I'd be there by myself. Like they would have me open sometimes, and it'd just be me at the paint counter.
That's disrespectful.
And like I'd be helping people pick colors. I'd be fucking. I was like, boom, boom, making paint.
That's disrespectful though. Lowe's is packed, bro.
I was there by myself one time in the morning during what's the.
Is it a holiday?
Yeah, it's a military holiday thing. Memorial Day. Memorial Day weekend. It was, and they always do sales. They always do big sales and shit. Because everybody's grilling, I guess. So like there's always paint sales too.
Fact.
I was there by myself one time on the weekend and I was fucking busy.
Memorial Day is big for car sales.
I used to not mind them. Because it's big for sales in general. I think like furniture and shit too.
Yeah.
How long are we at?
Oh, we're at 24 minutes. I was gonna take a break.
We should hit an ad break.
Yes, sir. And we're back after that ad review thing. Sponsorship.
It's our ad, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's us talking.
Yeah.
Mama.
Shout out to Anchor.
And yeah, shout out to Anchor.
Made a whole dollar.
$1.48, $1.47
Bro, we made it.
We're already famous.
We made it. We made it.
Famous.
Yeah, we can quit now.
We're ahead of the game.
Me first dollar.
Me first dollar.
Yeah.
I've been in the game. No, what's it? Me first nickel. That was a giant.
Me first nickel. He had a first nickel and he had a first dollar. Because I think he had the dollar framed on the wall and then the whole paint thing.
I remember that. Yeah. Oh, speaking of paint. Paint. I'm just saying. You're a painter. Paint.
I'm not a painter, goddammit.
You're a paint salesman. You're a paint connoisseur.
Although I do need to paint. I need to do some stuff on the front of the house, but it keeps fucking raining.
That's some dad life shit.
Yeah, facts. The fucking wall's leaking.
Which wall?
The front wall. There's some cracks in it on the outside, and I think there's moisture coming through.
So now you gotta patch it.
Yeah, it's a pain in the dick, but you can't do it unless the wall's dry.
I'm a keep
and this is Florida, and I work fucking
40 hours.
Yeah, and like every time I'm home, it's raining. It's like, fuck.
I'll do it right now.
Or it's too, it's like, it rains the night before, and then like, it's like, okay, it'll be dry later this afternoon. You know, and then I go about my day, and then I get home, and then it rains. And I'm like, fuck. But yeah. That's life.
It's hard being you.
Yeah. Speaking of paint.
It's great segue there,
James. And storms.
Oh, it's even better segue.
It's related. Oh, yeah. I forgot what the fuck I was talking about.
Oh, who's lost here now?
Yeah, my store got struck by lightning. Actually, the whole fucking plaza got struck by lightning. So
did you get superpowers?
No, I wasn't there when it happened. There was a whole saga that happened.
So did your store get superpowers?
Okay, listen. On Saturday, the previous week, our home location, we have a server that all the stores operate out of, right? But I'm in one place, the server's in another place. So the home store got the server, the Wi-Fi adapter got broke somehow, right? It just stopped working. So they had to get a new one. So they went and got a new one and it fixed it. Well, then the guy that was fixing it, he pressed and held the button too long on the power and it factory reset the whole server. So we had to they were like trying to figure out how to get my store reconnected to the server at this point, right? So come Monday, it was supposed to be fixed. Well, we had a super nasty storm Sunday night, and it fried. It like struck the. We had a direct hit on the building, and it fried every store in the plaza.
Damn.
The tropical smoothie had no power. Sky Zone.
Not tropical smoothie.
There's a Sky Zone. Mm-hmm. No power.
Oh shit!
Everything got fried, bro. And the pizza place next door had power, but they lost their internet and shit too. But
at least they can still make pizza.
Well, we our internet got fried, and we thought it was just the internet thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, all right, we'll get Spectrum out here. So the Spectrum finally comes out. So this is Monday, right? So Monday, no internet, no server connection.
I would kill myself.
They get the server fixed. So Tuesday, it's supposed to be working. Still no, like the Wi-Fi is on, but like it's not working. The server's supposed to be working, but for some reason we can't connect. Okay, so they call Spectrum. Spectrum comes out at like 4 o'clock Tuesday. So then Spectrum replaces their modem and they're like, well, your old modem was fried. Like it got fried. And they were like, but this one works, but for some reason we're not getting a connection to your router. We had like a phone line system. He was like, so that probably got fried.
Oh, shit.
And so then this is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get it fixed until the end of the day Wednesday. So it was 3 days without being able to connect to the main POS system so you can ring up people, look up accounts, charge people's accounts.
You must have had fun.
Bro, it was a fucking nightmare. And then like we couldn't print out the count for the drawer. We couldn't fax it. We couldn't email it. So we were counting the drawer, but like we couldn't send it anywhere. So it's just like
that must have been fun.
Yeah, it was a fucking nightmare. And then we were super busy too. So I'm like, I can't print out receipts. All I can print out is credit card receipts. But we can only take credit cards offline. So we just have to hope that people's cards aren't canceled.
Yeah.
So that when we come back online and it charges them, it goes through. Because otherwise, if their cards are declined, we won't know. And they'll be able to sign off on a receipt, take their shit and go.
For free.
And then once the internet comes back on, it's just like, declined. And there's nothing we can do.
Happened at Universal.
One time that happened, and my coworker fucking called this lady. And was like, you need to come back and pay for your paint. And she did. She made her come back and pay for it. I was like, wow. I literally was like, good job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Yeah, like, that's fucking crazy.
I was like, damn.
I respect her hustle. She's like,
right? No. She was like, no.
Ain't shit for you.
We're getting this. We're getting this.
But you come back.
Yeah. I was like, all right, just you call her then.
Fuck.
Yeah, man.
What's next on the list, bro?
You're excited about Madden.
Yes. There was something else.
Call of Duty.
Yes. Okay, so I'm ecstatic about Madden 20 because there's so much new shit that's coming out on it. They have Face of the Franchise, which is basically like a career mode again, but you can only play the quarterback. But I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I always like to play quarterback. There's the Madden franchise.
When you're playing a video game version of football, why would you play any other position?
Get the clinical claim.
Yeah, like if you win, it's the quarterback. If you lose, it's the quarterback. It's always the quarterback or the coaches.
So I want all the...
Just be the coach. You know what I'm saying? Can you do that?
Yes.
I would do that.
Yes. It's franchise mode, basically. Yeah. So franchise mode is...
You still play as the players.
You control the players.
But so what's the difference?
Yes. That's what we play with me, Dustin, DeAndre, franchise mode. So they have now scenario engine, which will make out other scenarios. Like, let's say Antonio Brown's like, man... You know, I'm going to demand a trade if I don't get at least 5 touches next game.
Oh, I'll touch you. That's what you tell him. How much you going to pay me?
Bro, that's sex harassment.
Not if he's paying me.
Then you're a prostitute, James. Which is still illegal.
This is a hypothetical.
Yeah, fucking prostitute. There's, like, so much other shit. Like, X Factors or... For players that have, like, unique abilities than other players. So, for instance, Patrick Mahomes has a cannon for an arm, so he can throw it further. It's harder for Tom Brady to get sacked because he has a great offensive line. So, like, he has a X factor for that. And I'm like, this makes the game more different. It makes...
Jesus Christ.
It makes each team...
Barrett just threw his phone across the room.
It fell off my leg.
He threw it. You're okay. So angry. You're so hyped about this game that he just fucking pitched his phone.
Oh, okay.
Are we still recording?
Yes.
Okay, you didn't break it?
Oh.
You suck. Hard.
But, like, there's so much shit
that's coming. So you're going to football?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to football a lot.
You get 4 attempts to make it 10 yards.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's always the same. That's
what I'm saying. The movement's more fluid. It's better controlled.
It's the same.
No, it's not.
It just looks better.
No. This the real motion 2.0.
You realize better. You give me this speech every year.
I don't because
it's gonna be different this time.
I don't because Madden 19 was the first one I played in like 4 or 5 years.
It's always with the NBA though.
Biatch.
With NBA, it's always
no.
Yeah.
No, I expect the same shit from them, except with better graphics.
Every year. That's all it is. Same thing.
They add a couple of things.
Talk to me when they do NFL Blitz again.
They won't.
Blitz the league. No. Bro. That's that shit. Where you could shoot. You could play normal. You could play a completely normal game.
Or you could shoot steroids and do your dog.
You could shoot some steroids, and then you could take your helmet off and crack somebody's head.
See?
I used to love that.
That's
the only outlook. Sports game I used to ever dominate.
You got a violent outlook.
Yeah, man, because that's how blood sports, bro. That's what I'm talking about. It's football, but with knives.
Wow. That's dark.
When your quarterback gets sacked, you got to get a new quarterback. This gets shanked by four dudes. Ding, 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 ding. And they're all wearing like stab proof vests, but they can only take so many knives. You know what I mean? You can stab somebody in the thigh, and that's a foul. Flag on the play.
Now he has to play with a limp stab.
Can we get a compress? Number 42. Can you get some pressure on that before he bleeds out? Medic.
I think you got an artery this stab. Maybe
when you throw a flag and a medic runs on the field.
That's disrespectful.
That's how we gotta narrow down the risk of CTE. Start stabbing people.
What?
Well, okay, how could we make football more entertaining and also less dangerous?
You can't.
Yeah, you can. Instead of tackling each other, they just gotta punch.
One party
yeah,
to
you give
the
them like a, you give them like big like rock'em sock'em gloves, and they keep the pads.
Nah, you gotta rip.
Nah, you'd be like May of Bo Staff with cushions on the ends.
You got a kidney punch.
Everybody's got martial arts weapons, but they're all made out of pillows.
That would be
really dense, long, like.
Okay, so how would they throw a football, and how would the receiver
still throw
catch?
The football? Yeah, the receiver obviously would have to just like be, you know,
succumbing
to
the
sheath their weapon. You know what I'm saying? Different positions have different things. Defensive linemen would have like big pillow shields.
Oh my god. No. Look,
these dudes are killing themselves. No. I think, you know what's funny? Madden is a good example of where I think football is going to go in the future.
Simulation?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or robots.
Yes.
Do you remember the dope ass NFL robots they used to have? Those were fire.
Yes, I agree.
The cutscenes and shit.
I agree with that 125%.
I think that's where football's going to go, though. Because the risk to people is too high. Like, it fucks these dudes up.
And they're fucked up for the rest of their life.
Yeah, some of them end up with dementia and, like, aggression problems and shit. Like almost like PTSD.
Yeah. That's 100% true. We're woke as fuck right now.
Yeah, they get, like, concussions on the regular.
Man, I could live in Alaska right now. How hot it is.
I think it's pretty warm in Alaska right now.
It's not as warm as this.
I don't know. How warm do you think it is in Alaska?
Probably like 95, 89.
95 degrees in Alaska?
89.
What?
Global warming.
Facts. The ice caps are melting. Let's see, the weather for Anchorage, Alaska. It's 63 degrees right now. That is beautiful.
Right.
That's nice.
See, we're in the wrong state.
63. Yeah, but it gets fucking cold there.
Yeah, but not like
permafrost.
But not like build igloos cold.
Yes.
No,
yes.
In Antarctica.
No.
I know they have igloos in
they
Alaska.
They have like Eskimos and shit in Alaska too.
I know, but that's the topper parts of Alaska I'm talking about.
Bro, it gets cold as fuck. That's Canada.
Yeah.
Alaska's up by Canada.
I know.
It gets cold as fuck in Canada.
Yeah, but I don't want to be affiliated
with
Canada.
We're talking negative. Bro, you know how cold it gets in Michigan?
Yes.
Like, you know, it can get that cold in New York. Now imagine it even colder, just a little further north, and then just keep going.
Yes.
That's cold as fuck.
Yeah, but
you
want to
live
always,
there in the winter?
But you can always stay
nah,
warm.
Dog. Now you could get you fucking frostbite at any minute. And there's bears.
Well, now there's nature's almost involved in
there's fucking bears. You get eaten by a walrus or some shit.
I'm good. Never mind.
Fucking
now.
Sea lion's gonna eat your dog.
Nature and shit.
Bro, you don't. Yeah, fucking.
I just need.
Snow fox is gonna eat your balls.
I just need a Toronto type town because it's very metropolis there. So.
Isn't Toronto got a lot of crackheads?
Not possibly. That's Drake. I don't know.
There's a lot of homeless people.
I mean, Toronto.
Well, I guess you don't get a lot of homeless people in places where it gets real cold, do you? Because they die in the wintertime. That's the secret to a clean city. That's how you... You know what's funny? Maybe that's why you can have... Maybe that's the trick to socialism.
Socialism. Freeze them out?
Socialism. Well, no, I guess it didn't work in Russia. That's communism. It's a different thing.
I was supposed to say you
fucking... But I was going to make a joke and say that, like, you always get socialism in the, like, southern places and it just goes to shit, like Venezuela. But maybe the key is to, if you get socialism in Canada, you can control the population. So when a bunch of people end up being homeless, they just die in the wintertime. And then you don't got to worry about them. And the economy can just keep chugging along.
You're a horrible...
Like hundreds of thousands of people just get killed off every winter.
Yeah, it's called the winter massacre.
Keep cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
We actually have a song about it and everything. And
that's how you got Toronto. Didn't somebody from the Toronto Raptors get drafted to the Lakers recently?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure somebody did. Don't ask me why I know that.
I don't know.
Didn't they win? Didn't the Raptors win something this year?
Yeah. Nobody got traded or drafted.
You sure?
Kawhi Leonard went to the Clippers. LA Clippers. He was part of the Toronto Raptors. Danny Green got traded to the Lakers. No, Danny Green signed with the Lakers.
Lakers to pursue Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi signed with the Clippers.
Oh, well.
That's old news now. For about a couple of days. 9, 10.
Since June 17th.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know shit about basketball, dog.
Bro, this offseason's been crazy.
I don't really know shit about sports anymore at all.
I'm actually hugely a sportsman.
You've always been into sports. You wanted to be a sports newscaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much for that. You do too many bad things.
Yeah. It would have never worked out.
I mean, if you develop a drink, just like exclusively a drinking problem.
I'll be good.
And you always wear suits.
I'll be good.
You'd be straight. You fit right in.
Yeah.
I think that's just like a news anchor thing.
Yeah.
Like Bill O'Reilly, I guarantee you would be like pantsless with a suit jacket on and then like a bottle of whiskey under the table while he was doing the show.
Fact.
He's just in those boxers with the hearts on them.
Well, yeah. And the shoes that like...
Yeah, with the fucking the shoes with the suspenders.
Yes.
The socks with the suspenders.
Exactly.
So your socks stay up.
He's just no pants.
That's the corniest shit I've ever seen, bro.
No pants.
I've never had to wear suspenders on my socks.
I didn't even know those were real until I seen them.
Yeah, it's like an old white dude thing.
Mm-hmm. That's a flex.
I guess. It's kind of like lingerie. In a weird
nobody
way.
Has it. It's a flex. I'm so rich, I suspend my socks.
You had suspenders for like every party. Like you had suspenders for your socks, suspenders for your underwear, suspenders for your pants. You know what I'm saying?
You do have suspenders for your pants.
Yeah, no, but like I'm saying, can you imagine if you just wore suspenders for everything?
That's a flex.
You had like a wrist suspender connected to your sleeves to keep your sleeves down.
That's a flex.
You know what I'm saying? You just
they call me suspender
man. You got a tie that's just it's just a pair of suspenders. You just tie your suspenders into a tie. Different designs and shit. That's a new wave. You're welcome.
You just created the ultimate flex of suspenders.
Facts.
See, that's all it is.
My dad used to rock rainbow suspenders back in the day.
He
used to have long hair, a mustache, and he used to wear rainbow suspenders.
I had a pair of suspenders I used to rock every day at Universal. When I worked at Diagon.
Oh, yeah.
That was my...
Yeah, you had to wear suspenders. But those weren't like real suspenders, were they?
Yeah.
Did they hold your pants up?
Yeah.
Was it nice?
Yeah.
It was kind of nice.
It was free.
Because you don't have to worry about it, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't have to wear a belt. Man, I might have to start rocking suspenders. Nah, that's corny.
Keep them under everything.
Yeah, it's good for work, though, because like, when I have to pick things up all the time, I do have to worry about my crack coming out. I was helping my coworker move her furniture one time, and her son was like standing behind me, and then like my ass crack came out, and they were all trying not to say anything so they could be polite, and I just was like, take it in. I was just like, I made a joke. I said something about it. I was like, crack kills, especially mine, or something like that. I just made some kind of joke, and then they all started laughing. And I was like, don't worry, guys. Like,
I know.
It's just an ass.
I know. What crack you showing?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm carrying a fucking dresser right now. Like, don't look at it or pull my pants up for me. Make a decision.
Oh, fuck. Wait, what time are we at?
I don't know.
Oh, wow. We're...
Oh, shit.
We're pretty much done.
So, what do you want to... do we have anything to shout out or anything? Anything coming up? No, I guess not. We ain't really doing shit. Look out for the next episode next week, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, we might take off. I was going to talk to you about it, but this episode might like be a last episode for a couple of weeks. Okay, I'll talk to you about it. Yeah, we'll be back.